This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Jacob Fenston. The 13 bills that make up next year's state budget have been passed by the Missouri House. As Marshall Griffin tells us, much of the debate centered on school funding and on rating a program for blind Missourians.
Several Democrats decried the plan to shift money from blind pensions to higher education and called for raising the K-12 funding formula. They accused House Republicans of not exploring options for capturing more revenue. GOP House member John McCarity of Jefferson County called that code for raising taxes.
We promised we weren't going to do that. We're not going to do that. We increase taxes, we lose business. We increase taxes, people get unemployed. It costs the state more money in the long run.
The budget now goes to the Missouri Senate, where a member of that chamber has threatened to block it over the use of one-time funding sources, including money from the settlement of a federal lawsuit. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A Missouri House panel has endorsed legislation making it a crime for federal officials to attempt to enforce the 2010 federal health care overhaul. The measure states that any official, agent, or employee of the United States government attempting to enforce health care reform can be charged with a misdemeanor, punishable by up to 1 year in jail, and a $1,000 fine. Republican Kurt Barr of St. Charles County sponsored the bill, which declares the federal law to be altogether void and of no force. This comes as the U.S. Supreme Court prepares to hear oral arguments on the legality of Obama's health reform law next week.
My hope is that the Supreme Court will rule Obamacare unconstitutional and my bill will be superfluous. However, if that does not happen, I want to keep our state from implementing it because there's parts of Obamacare that require our acquiescence.
Barr says the legislation is similar to Prop C, which Missouri voters passed in 2010, but says his bill has teeth because it would give Missourians standing to sue if they're forced to buy health insurance. A decision from the Supreme Court isn't expected until late June. Meanwhile, Barr's bill heads to the full Missouri House. A U.S. district judge ruled Wednesday that Missouri's ban on flag desecration is unconstitutional and issued an injunction against its enforcement. The case goes back to 2009 when a Cape Girardeau man was arrested and held in jail for 8 hours for cutting up a flag and throwing it in the street. The man, Frank Snyder, was sued the city, the prosecuting attorney, and the arresting officer. The ACLU's Tony Rothert represented Snyder.
This ruling really should come as a surprise to no one because the U.S. Supreme Court said 22 years ago that a nearly identical statute from Texas was unconstitutional. Unfortunately, it's still in the books here, so law enforcement officials, some of them, did not know they shouldn't be enforcing it.
The defense argued neither the arresting officer nor the prosecuting attorney were aware of the 1989 Supreme Court ruling. Governor Jay Nixon is appointing one of his former deputies in the Attorney General's office to the Missouri Ethics Commission. St. Louis area lawyer John Munich worked in the Attorney General's office under Nixon in the 1990s. If he's confirmed by the state Senate, he'd serve until 2016. The Ethics Commission enforces Missouri's laws on campaign finance, lobbying, and conflict of interest for public officials. For KBIA News, I'm Jacob Fenston.